Proclamation number 3517 of 19th of August, 1945. God's work in man. Power. The human being must be willing to give everything if he wants to fully and completely accept God's strength. If he wants to let it flow into him in all its fullness and thereby be able to achieve supernatural things. Anyone who gives everything away, who has completely detached his heart from earthly goods, from the world and its attractions, has overcome self-love, and his love can only be the right kind, love for his neighbor and thus for God, and he will always and constantly be active in loving activity. He will thereby enter into closest contact with God and be able to receive his emanation of strength directly. For there is no longer any obstacle. His will is turned towards God and his actions correspond to God's will. To detach oneself from the world means to unite with God. But this separation must first have taken place before the human being opens himself without resistance to the supply of strength from God. The will to do so must be proven through action, for the will to unite can also exist in people who are still lukewarm and turned towards the world, but it first has to be implemented through serious overcoming of that which appears earthly desirable to the human being. But then he will receive more than he has given, for the emanation of strength from God will make him infinitely more happy. He will master earthly life in full possession of the strength from God, but first lead a spiritual life and have treasures at his disposal which will give his life rich content, which he will never want to miss again and which will stimulate him to constant activity in love. He will call knowledge his own, which has its origin in God and is therefore purest truth. He will stand high in knowledge and this will make him free and happy. He will no longer know any weakness, no fear and anxiety, for the strength from God will never ever let such arise, and his constant endeavor will be to fulfill God's will, to serve him and to help his neighbor to the same beatitude on earth which is granted to him. But the strength from God will also enable him to accomplish things which are extraordinary and beyond the strength of a human being. His will attain such strength that he will be able to do everything by believing in God's strength working in him. If there is no longer an obstacle within himself for the influx of God's strength, there are also no limits to its working, for it is now God who works in him, and the human being's will now also be God's will if the union with God has taken place. Uninterrupted unselfish activity of love and the complete abandonment of earthly desires ends the human being unity with God on earth, and then God's love will also manifestly work in the human being and provide him with spiritual possessions unmeasured. With the attention of the divine word, which, as God's direct emanation, is the greatest source of strength, from which he can now strengthen and refresh himself. God himself works in him. And man must now be powerful and mighty. His will only carry out what God's will is, and God's will become a deed through a person who stands in the power of God. But to fellow human beings it appears supernatural because they don't feel God's strength within themselves and also have no understanding for its working. But if they themselves would overcome earthly matter, if they would likewise detach themselves from it, the same things would be possible for them and the process of extraordinary working through people would be explainable, because light flows to the human being at the same time as strength. The knowledge of spiritual working. Light and strength are one, and therefore nothing appears supernatural to the knowing human being, but only as an increased degree of spiritual progress. He knows that everything imperfect is powerless and lightless, but that power and light are part of him who seriously strives for perfection and develops upwards step by step. And therefore the knowing human being will also lose all fear of the world because he knows that he is in intimate contact with God and can make use of his strength at any time, and thus he is immune to the attacks of the world until the hour which God's will has set for his physical end. And therefore he fears no one but is able to instill fear in fellow human beings who are ignorant of his strength and power. As a conqueror of matter, every fetter of matter also falls from him. He stands in spiritual freedom, and that also means power over matter, because this is subject to God's will, which is expressed in the human being who is permeated by strength. God works in him. And the human being's state must be bliss. To be able to fully surrender to God's activity and to be constantly active according to his will. He will only use his will to work in love in order to point people to God's love, which bestows a precious gift upon the human being who unites with him, who overcomes matter and thus allows the strength from God to flow into him unhindered through continued activity in love. He will point people to the strength of love which now expresses itself in an obvious way. He will initiate them into the strength and power of the divine word which educates to love and is a signpost to God. He will present the earthly task to people and try to motivate them to likewise detach themselves from matter, which is worthless and transient, so that they can receive spiritual goods. So that God's strength also expresses itself in them. So that God himself can work in them. Amen.